Today, our scripture reading is from Acts chapter 11, verse 1 through 18. Please stand if you are able for the gospel reading. The apostles and the believers throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also had received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them." Starting from the beginning, Peter told them the whole story. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it and saw four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds. Then I heard a voice telling me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' I replied, 'Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' The voice spoke from heaven a second time, 'Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.' This happened three times, and then it was all pulled up to heaven again. Right then, three men who had been sent to me from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me to have no hesitation about going with them. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen an angel appear in his house and say, 'Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He bring you a message through which you and all your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came to them as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So, if God gave them the same gift he gave us who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, "So then, even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Today is my first time standing up here and delivering a message here at Embury. Whenever I stand up here, I feel so blessed to have you who are willing to hear my message, even though I have an accent and my English isn't perfect. So thank you all. Today's message is my reflection on today's scripture based on my personal experience. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, this morning I humbly stand up here before you and your people. Lord, guide my lips and tongue with your Spirit and help us to have open hearts and to have open ears. Give us your wisdom so that may we see and do what you want us to do as your people. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever thought that the guy driving slowly in front of you is a jerk? Or that a guy speeding past you was crazy? Yeah. By nature, we are all prone to justify ourselves and to condemn those who are different than we are. We are prone to judge others according to our world characteristic rather than to accept them as individual human beings on an equal standing with us. The ancient Greeks divided up the human race into two categories, Greeks and barbarians. A barbarian was literally a man who could not speak Greek. So their words sounded to Greek ear like barbar. One Greek historian asked rhetorically, "How can man who can only bark ever rule the world?" Can you guess who said that? No? That was Aristotle. Aristotle believed that the world's climate maintained the difference between Greeks and barbarians. In his work, Politics, he explained that those who lived in the cold lands to the north had plenty of courage and spirit, but little skill and intelligence. And those who lived in warm south had plenty of skill, intelligence, and culture, but little spirit and courage. He thought that only the Greeks lived in a climate designed by nature to produce the perfectly blended character. We chuckle at Aristotle's theory, but we are all prone toward prejudice in one form or another. As you know, our history proves that those prejudices can bring about a great number of tragedies in different forms: wars, slavery, genocide. To be prejudiced is to prejudge someone without sufficient information. We all know that prejudice is an ugly thing that we should eradicate. I believe that you are good Christians, so you are trying not to prejudge others. And you are trying with your best to break down your prejudices by loving and accepting others. But the fact is, even committed Christians and even godly men like Peter have prejudices. Probably I have many. Like Peter, we are probably blind to those prejudices until the Lord shocks us into seeing them. When I first met my husband at church, he's over there, I was visiting my sister who studied in the United States. But I never thought that he could be my future husband, because back then I had some bias towards the second generation Korean-American. Needless to say, they are nicer than Korean people in general. However, somehow, I had some bias and mindset that they would never understand me and I would never understand them because we are different culturally and linguistically. I made my own little box and I put myself into the box and I tried to see the people in the world through my little box. How silly I was. You may wonder what made me start dating my husband. One day God came to me and pointed out my narrow mindset and said, "Didn't you promise that you would serve me as a missionary? How could you become a missionary with such a bias and mindset? How could you serve me without accepting others?" That was my first aha moment that God broke down my thinking. And I didn't realize my thinking was wrong and dangerous until God told me so. My second aha moment that God broke down my thinking happened recently. While meditating today's gospel lesson, Acts 11. In order to understand the whole story, I started reading from the first chapter of Acts. And when I finished reading chapter 11, I was so amazed by the careful preparation God made for the Gentile mission. God prepared Cornelius, a centurion of the Italian cohort, who was described as a devout man in the Bible. God told to Cornelius how to meet Peter through the vision. At the same time, God gave a vision of unclean foods to Peter so that Peter could be prepared as the first apostle to deliver the good news to the Gentile. Furthermore, through Peter's testimony, God successfully convinced all apostles and the believers that the Gentiles could also accept the word of God. The scripture says that when they heard this, they had no further objection and praised God. Acts 11:18. Amen. How cool our God is. While meditating the passage, I gave thanks to God for his amazing work that made all of us possible to participate in God's plan. I also gave thanks to God for the amazing works that were done for me and for you and for all of us. But at the same time, something began to bother me. I felt like God wanted me to change my position on the issue of homosexuality. This is one of the most controversial issues in the United Methodist Church today. I've been against the ordination of LGBTQ people, as our current book of discipline suggests. Quote, "The practice of homosexuality is incompatible with Christian teaching. Therefore, self-avowed practicing homosexuals are not to be certified as candidates, ordained as minister, or appointed to serve in the United Methodist Church." End quote. I've strongly believed that homosexuals should be accepted and embraced into the Christian community by love, but their sexual acts are unacceptable in Christian teaching because the Bible says it is sin and it is an unholy practice. Last month, I attended the annual conference of the Korean Association of the United Methodist Church. There, I learned that the Korean Association of the United Methodist Church wanted to issue a public statement that includes an expression of their position against homosexuality and their future action depending on the results of the General Conference regarding homosexuality. According to the statement, unless the law is maintained as it is now, they will take a proper action to be separated from or be independent from the body of the United Methodist Church. Of course, the statement doesn't include all voices of Korean clergy members of the United Methodist Church. When I read the statement, I felt very sad because separation was not what I wanted, although I am with them regarding the issue of homosexuality. Since then, I began to ponder whether there is any way to cope with this difficult issue without hurting anyone. And surprisingly enough, God showed me to this message among the selection of lectionary to prepare a message. At first, I tried to not to choose this passage for today's message because the sentence, "Don't call anything impure that God has made clean," kept sounding to me this way. Don't call any homosexual sinful that God has made clean. I was so afraid of how to respond to. Then God made me confess my sin and my prejudgment toward homosexuals before God. God's Spirit whispered into my heart and said, "Now you came to be able to serve me by my grace, so let them be so." Brothers and sisters, you might hear different messages from God through today's message, but this is what I heard from God. And this is what I wanted to share with you. I feel very vulnerable sharing my reflection with you. Nevertheless, I'm doing this so that we can wrestle together this difficult issue and we can pray together for God's guidance without making prejudgment towards them, so that we can draw the circle wide by loving and accepting others who are different than we are. At last, so that we don't break up, but live together as one body and one spirit. Amen.